Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding.
Hello?
Hi, yeah. Is this Mr. Jackson?
Yeah, this is Mr. Jackson.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Pleasure to meet you. Happy holidays, huh? So, Mr. Jackson, I had Mary send over some information, catch up to speed here a little bit. It seems like you already got some web presence going on already, in your area,
Yeah, I'm with Brand Rat. I'm with Thrive.
Thrive.
And now I'm posted now. I'm posted here. Lost a Raider, CDO. Now he's coming to tell you about the CDOs, but they don't really work.
Yeah, it really does matter who you're working with on that, to be honest with you. I have heard of Brand Rep and Thrive as well too. So I don't talk bad about another company or anything like that. I just talk facts, you know what I mean? So telling what we could do, here's the thing. If you're working with other businesses that try to say what to do what we can do, what happens is you might get lucky, right? You might get lucky and you might get on the first page, but then you'll notice that hey, you're like, hey, what's going on? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month down the road, you're like, what's happening here? My listing dropped down. It's not no longer showing anymore. It's showing on the fifth page, on the fourth page. And it's because what happens is they don't have an exclusive listing like we do. With us, when you join with our family here, let's say you join with us today, we stop calling out throughout the area for the life of you being with us. It's a strict Google policy for us that we're not allowed to work with your competitors and we're month to month, no contracts. That way, you know, every single month we're giving you our undivided attention to give you the results and the return on your investment that you're looking for. Because at the end of the day, I think we both can agree on this. Doesn't matter how wealthy you are, how successful you are, nobody likes to throw the money in the trash. So we want to make sure that you're getting a return on that investment. That's the key part. My job here is to make sure that you get a good package that's not going to bleed out money in the back end either, because that's just as important. You want to save money while making sure you're making a good return at the front end as well. Okay. Talking about this though, we want to make sure how we do that though is getting your name out there to customers that don't know who you are. For the ones that do know who you are, then that's great. They type in your business name on Google, boom, your
Now, quick
first one to
question.
pop up. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you was working with me, will my other company affect you?
No, so
Your
right
other
now,
company's on
currently, we're not working with
website
anyone else. Yeah.
now? Because sometimes I work my own campaign, right, on Google.
Okay.
And somebody work my, I got, Drive work my Facebook page sometimes. And stuff like
Okay.
that. So I got other stuff linked to that. But I was talking to the guy yesterday. He said your range only cover 20 miles out, and I told him I didn't want to. I need more miles out than 20 miles out. But you said I didn't even showing up in my area.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
That's what he was telling me, but I don't know. But
Well,
I didn't
yeah,
show. I
Facebook,
didn't show at least 80 miles out, 60 miles, 80 miles out from where I'm at now, on the circle.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's
With
something we can help you with. Yeah.
that circle, listen, because if I go on my campaign, I could do that in my circle on my campaign, but I don't know if that's actually working.
Right. And see, the results, that's what we're talking about here. Usually Facebook is for more of a local area, staying close within your proximity of like 20, 50 miles. If you're looking for
Right,
about
but
an
I'm talking
80
about
to
my Google.
100 miles, yeah,
Yeah, I'm
that's
talking about for Google.
right.
I'm
Okay.
talking about for Google.
So then I have a package here that's going to be perfect for you. It goes to a 100-mile radius, okay? And it's not a pay-per-click, pay-per-call, job lead, nothing like that. It's a flat rate month to month. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want. It does not matter. Price will never change. Okay? Right now, Mary put in a nice promotional rate for you. So for the life of you being with us, you'll always be grandfathered in at that promotional rate. That's actually at $449 month to month. Now, that gets results pretty darn quick. The reason I say that is because we're a premier partner with Google. We're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle their SEO. Okay.
Yeah, what's that? That's an advertising?
It's a little bit of both. It's advertising / SEO, search engine optimization. So I'll paint the picture here for you. Let's say you have a customer.
That's why I was paying that first brother, but I had got rid of it because it really wasn't working too good. I was paying $500 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
That's what I was paying. Yeah, I was paying $500 a month. And 2 months, 3 months, I ain't seen no results. I just got rid of it. So I'm not interested. You know, my thing is going to be take my business cards, go out and do groundwork.
Okay. Well,
this is the most compatible, and I think we're about to go in a recession right now because I'm kind of feeling it. And I don't got money to throw away no more. You don't put these months or months.
Yeah, nobody does.
It's a lot of competition. Then I get a lot of calls. I get a lot of calls for people looking for work.
Sure. Yeah.
Still, we get work. People go on the internet. Guys, then you got people coming from other countries now. When they open the border and stuff, I'm not really against that, nothing like that. But they doing a lot of calls looking for work itself, and it's a lot of people going over to jamming up the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's the thing.
They jam it out. I can't have me kicking out four something a month. And that's all of my calls are coming from somebody looking for a job. I'm just looking for work just as you looking for.
Wow.
You know, that's the bad edit, you know. But it's doing something to the market.
Right.
And a lot of people don't see that.
Thing.
And then you got people on Google. You got people going Google is up there, don't have no license or nothing, and getting advertised and stuff, don't have no license or nothing. And they go door to door, people's doors, and give out estimates and stuff, and don't have a goddamn home improvement license. I don't know how Google does that. And I'm a licensed contractor, and so nobody's not protecting me as somebody kicking all this money out, and you got people out here not doing what they're supposed to do, but they're going against the grain. But everybody allowed themselves, it's all a business, because everybody sells stuff to people who's not licensed. They just got a name. But if you go to the state of Maryland, they don't have problems. That's the state of Maryland problem, because the state of Maryland needs to cut them to Google and tell you you can't be advertising people without no licenses and stuff. Because people go online and look for business to do a job, they get their already license. And they don't have to be. And the state needs to get on top of that. Because they had a problem with people taking money and roll out and don't do the job.
So, Mr. Jackson, you hammered the nail right in the head there. So, with Google has actually recently been very more strict on who they're allowing on their directory. What it means by that is people that have to get verified, they need to make sure that business it has their license and all the paperwork correct. No, so, I'm glad you mentioned that.
There's a lot of them right now on Google. There's a lot on Google right now.
Yeah.
Don't have no license. And I'm not going to say their name, but you can go type their names and stuff. They don't have no license, don't have no state of Maryland license. They advertise it. The state need to go do all the entries online and terminate them.
You see, that's the thing. Right now, they're clearing that air right now on that. And that's why we're calling you here as well, too, Mr. Jackson, because right now, we're using those right keywords so that it filters them out, and it's those customers are finding you. So when they need you and they're typing in floor repair or vinyl floor or wood repair, you know, things like that, we make sure that your business is the one that's going to be one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly. Not only in the map section, but also above the map section, whereas as an ad as well too. So when a customer is searching for any of those keywords, better believe your business is going to be showing like 2/3 of that page there because they're constantly seeing you.
See, I've been told that with Bread Rat. I've been told that with Dry. Also, when you sell, everybody sold with the same thing. It's the same talk.
Well, right there, same talk, maybe walk the walk, right? Let me ask you this, because if they're doing only Facebook ads, things like that, and that's staying local. And that's just for the social media. It's a lot of work for something that's limited.
They're going to be doing a CDO and everything. I'm just done all this way. So I'm going to just go to advertise somewhere in the streets. I always got my own advertiser. I might even get this far, but if you just type in my Jackson Store Company, you'll find me, whatever. You know, that's how I'm looking at it. And I can control my own campaign. If I want to pay for my own ad a month, I just put my call and go to my own campaign and just pay for my own ad.
And that's where the thing is behind that, where if you're putting money into Google on your own on there, it can be a little difficult for two reasons.
I shut it off, Ryan. I got it on pause.
Right. And I do see you on Google. I mean, I have a question for you. Is your business 99% Dustless Jackson Floor Company, Inc.? Or is it just Jackson Floor Company, Inc.?
It's Jackson Floor Company, Inc., but I just put 99% Jackson Floor Company.
Okay, got it. So, my thing is, if I was a customer, right, and I'm looking in the area, and let's say I'm just a referral, right? So I'm one of the best things out there for you, right? I'm a referral. A friend tells me, John, look up Jackson Floor Company. This guy is amazing here. Mr. Jackson's the man to talk to. Okay, cool.
Right.
First place, I'm going to say, let's Google him, right? I'm not going to look anywhere else, really. So, yeah. I go on Google, I type in Jackson Floor Company. And I just did this, okay? I see your website, I see all these things, but then directly to the right of it, I see the 99% Dustless Jackson Floor Company, Inc. And that's the reason why I asked you that, is because that can confuse customers a little bit. They say, oh, is this another company? Or is this someone else? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So that's just a little thing here.
It could a little bit, but I did it because sometimes people put dusters on. They type in dusters.
Okay.
And that will pop up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a keyword. Some people might type in dusters, and that might not pop up. I got to get rid of my companion. I put that when it comes up. Like, when you stay in school, a lot of people try to find jobs that's dust.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every customer I work to is like, how much dust is going to take out? So this is dust. So that's like a get you in the door thing.
Right, yeah. No, it's smart. I like that. And that's one of those key words that we want to use, though. So it's not just that you have to put in your name, but we have to make sure that it's out there as a Google keyword. That way, when those customers type in that, boom, there you are as well. Right?
You're right. So somebody typed in dust or dust free floors or dust, or, you know, so you got people typing dustless. They look for dustless. They try to find dustless floor company because they don't want a lot of dust. And I got different equipment. I don't make a lot of dust. You know, I got 99%, not 100%. So, it's just
I couldn't agree more. My wife and I, we own a bunny. And I don't laugh too hard, but it's true. It's a huge bunny. So, we like to make sure our floors, and my wife, she has really bad, allergies. And so, so when that dust collects and the hair collects on the rugs and things like that, or it just gets real bad. So I totally agree. That's what I'm saying. I totally get where you're coming from on this. And I think that's very intelligent what you're doing. But at the same time, in order to really hit the way you want it to, we definitely need to use those keywords in the Google Ads. And that's what we can help you with to make sure those customers are finding you that much more easier and conveniently when they need you at that moment.
Right.
All
right.
I'm telling you right now, my wife and I actually done this before. I'm not blowing smoke up your ears or anything right now. Like, I'm serious. My wife and I were looking for a new place, and you know, that's something that we're actually looking into right now. So it's a huge deal for us. It's a deal breaker, actually. So there's a huge market for it. And especially with flooring in general, but that's something that we want to make sure you're not missing those opportunities for. Because that's a a big money, that's a lot of money right there, just on that alone. I know because I'm looking myself.
Right, but that's a catchy word. You say duffers. 99 cents. If people just type in duffers, that will just pop up. You say, I was just trying to trick the system.
Yes, sir. Well, see, that's what we can add. So with us, it's not like you're married to these keywords, right, Mr. Jackson? It's something you can keep track of your analytics. We'll have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday, you know, okay, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they can work with you. Instead of you doing this on your own, trying to do a one-man show for everything, that's just time-consuming.
What's the cheaper service? See, I know if I go real cheap on it, it ain't going to get me no way.
I was gonna say that. If you're going cheap, that's why you call me 495.
See, I already tried that, but
I'll put it this way, Mr. Jackson, and I'm gonna be straight up honest with you, okay? There is a package that's below that, but it's not gonna deliver what you're looking for. Can it deliver? But not what you're looking for. So I'm gonna tell you, just because you're asking on it, it only covers a 50-mile radius. It doesn't go your 80 to 100 miles. So you're missing opportunities already from one. Two, it might be a lower pricing, but at the same time, it's not giving you everything you're needing for what you're looking for as far as those extra words.
Do that come up on the list? Like, if you type in... Do that come up on the list if you just type in the,
You give me a keyword, I'll type it in right now.
Sand resanded floors.
Resand floors?
Yeah, right, sand resanded floors.
Okay. Boom. All right. I typed that in. I got Fabulous Floors, Baltimore. I got Matt's Professional Flooring. I got Floors, Hardwood Floors. Those are the three first companies that pop up. I'm going to see if you're in here at all. I'm looking at the first page right now. So I got, got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got yours at the 9th or 10th down when I typed in sand floors.
Right.
Okay. And that's in your area, though. Now, if I'm going to bet on this one, okay, just to prove my point a little bit. Give me an area.
Right.
Let's go 60 miles out. Let's go a little bit out. Let's go like an hour drive. Just I know you want to go like a two-hour drive because 100 miles, you know, it's pretty far out.
Yeah, 2 hours. Go 2 hours. I know I'm going to show up there.
All right. Well, let's play with this a little bit. What's an area that's about 2 hour drive from you, okay, that you would like to hit? D.C.?
D.C., Washington, D.C., because I work out there already, too. Upper Marlboro, D.C., because D.C. is like, from here, I'm 40 miles from the White House.
Oh, get out of here, okay. all right, so I just typed in sand floors in Washington, D.C., and you're not even on the first page at all.
Who popped up?
I got Edwards Wood Floors, LLC. I got Universal Floors, Inc. I got DC Floors, Inc. Floors Contractor. I got Artistic Hardwood Floors. You see what I'm saying? So all these companies here. And the funny thing is, the ones that are there, some of them don't have any reviews. Some of them don't even have a website to look at. like, competition is weird, you know?
Quick question.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have no problem with my ass showing up in D.C., won't it? Because that's a district, right?
Right. You won't have any issues with this. So that's the thing. It's like people think that they're doing very well because they're in the area. I mean, you've been around for a while. Of course your name is going to be popping up in that first page there, you know, regardless.
I tell people, I do not want to work up close to my area. You know, I just tell them that.
Yeah.
Because everything's jamming me up right there. And then I'm going to go outside my area because of money-wise, you know. Try Potomac, Maryland. Try Potomac, Maryland. Because that's the most spots I'm trying to hit. That's where all the money is. Potomac. P-O-T. Something like that.
Okay.
Potomac, Maryland. They got some issues with them. They got some issues too. So what the heck?
Right. Well,
I'm with Homerizer, but
that's another story right there.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with them: if they're a lot of the leads are coming from Google. Why pay a third-party middleman to spread your leads?
But they're stealing all the work out of the system and selling them dishes out on their own.
No. So instead of, like, stealing it, what they're doing is, as soon as they see it, let's say, I'm going to paint a picture here for you. Let's say I'm that customer. I'm in the area. I type in San Flores nearby. Well, that becomes a lead. They buy off that lead, and they're like, let's sell it off to several other businesses in the area. And every business are paying for a customer that may be a hot, cold lead, doesn't matter. And regardless if they get the job or not, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so with us here, cut out that middleman. The customer that types it in is going to be hot lead because they're going to call you straight from when they need you. Cut it out, right? Why go through a middleman and pay for leads that may or may not even be able to talk to? These ones, you're not chasing customers down. Customers are chasing you down, right?
Right.
And two, they're finding you directly. They're not going through with other stuff. You have a footprint in the door already. You're doing great. It's just a matter of going to that next level, and that's what we can help you with, right? Getting in these other areas that you really want to hit, because right now you're not showing in Maryland either. I'm looking right now. I'm trying to look everywhere. But
I'm talking about Potomac in Maryland.
See, they
I'm trying to work at Silver Spring and all that.
Ah, Silver Springs, yeah.
So they're close to the district. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all out my range. If I do 100 miles out, I'll be past that.
Yep. No, see, you're not showing here. I got quite a few companies in here, and you're not showing. Mr. Stanless Frederick, we got Elegant Floor Services, Silver Spring Hardwood Floor, we got Christian's Flooring. I mean, you got competition, I'm not going to lie, but when it comes to what you have in your – you have a foot in the door that's pretty strong. And these companies that are here – their brand spanking new. Some of them have no reviews whatsoever, and reviews do come a long way. Okay? You have nothing but amazing reviews. So that and having a team like this and this type of SEO for your business is going to flourish pretty darn well. We get your Google ads and everything up there within the first 2 weeks. That's how fast we move with this. We'll have a team that introduces themselves to.
The first two weeks.
Yep. First 7 to 14 days, your ads pop up. It's going to be $4.49 month to month going your 100-mile radius that you're looking for. And we hit those specific areas that you want to hit. this is everything you're looking for. It's just a matter of working with, I told you, it's about a matter of working with the right team to do it with you. And were they able to, we're able to do that.
And how much that range does that cover? That's 449?
That covers the 100-mile radius. Exactly what you're looking for.
And I maybe show up, and I can do it month to month. I don't have to, no contract.
No contract, sir. I even tell you, not only I put it in paper
I don't lie, if it ain't right, if I ain't getting nothing, I can't produce, I cut it off real quick.
I get that. If it's my company, if I'm not getting a return on my investment, why am I keeping it?
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference of producing it. I'll make a revenue from it. Yeah, okay.
Right.
And did I cut off the ones I don't need?
Right.
Because there's a couple brand that I paid them up for a year. And this shit even worked. I wanted my money back. Because sometimes they ask you to pay, you can pay up for a year.
No. See, that's the thing. We're not having you pay for a year. We're having you pay month to month. Let us earn your business. If you wanted to decide to say, hey,
okay, I think I don't know if I was with Dope Spans or Fool my first long time ago, but I was getting some work from it, you know?
Yeah, but, I see you as an old customer way back. And that wasn't even for this type of package. Yeah, let me see here.
I see you. I thought I had a fool. 18?
Yep. Yes, sir.
And how much I paid then?
At that time, you had different packages. I can't really see too much of that one, though. But you had just
right.
A local. That was just for your local, I believe, though. That's what I can see. Honestly, that package wouldn't do you any good, though, right now. Because right now, you're set locally. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a waste of your money. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, at least you know it's a company you worked with before, bring you results.
Can you send me? Can you send the email? Send me the email of the car, the contract.
Oh, most definitely. So even after payment as well, I stay on the phone with you, so you can see your invoice, email, and
I don't have to go do the couple years ago. You got to. You gotta send this letter back or something. I gotta get this code.
Nope, not no more.
You sure gotta do that?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
You're already verified.
Okay, verify. Oh,
yes,
okay. Bro, a long time we had to do that years ago.
Yep.
And send an envelope to you and all that. See, I know the setups. That's how much I've been around.
Yeah. Well, you're doing well. I mean, you got your foot in the door, and I believe you probably got your foot in the door with us back in the day, getting that local map section going for you, and it worked.
Right.
And then
I lost the touch with y'all. I don't know what happened. It just went the other way. I don't know what happened.
Well,
but
now, timing is everything. I'm glad that you're doing well, and now it's time to get that business the way you want to do it and expand. And we have a perfect package here for you that's going to save you the money, but also show you results. All
right?
So,
right,
Mr.
Right,
Jackson,
right,
very
right.
First thing is, how do you spell your first name, sir?
It's I-S-R-A-E-L. It should be on the thing. Israel, Jack.
Okay.
Israel, like the country, Israel.
I love it. All right. And then I have the email as IsraelJackson40@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, beautiful. And is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you in case of anything that you need help with anything?
Oh, yeah. 443-750.
All right, perfect. And is there a different phone number for your customers, though, that you want them to reach out to?
No, the same was on here.
Okay, perfect. So everything is pretty much the same
here. I'm going to hook my landline back up. I got a landline through the cable system. I always had it, but I never had a phone hooked up to it. I don't know if you start using that, give it a test.
All right. I got you, sir. Well, when as soon as you have a different phone number or anything like that, you let us know, because if not, we can't read your mind, right?
Right. I use this number because this number's popular. But I'm trying to get the fans. I'm trying to duck the fans out. And I was thinking about I should use another number, so because my phone, like, this line is full of fans.
Oh wow!
A lot of a lot of people calling. It's crazy.
Well, this also coming from back in the day is a lot different from back in the day who we were and who we are today. We have a dashboard that's going to track everything for you, so you could see it for yourself. And not only that, but it'll eliminate a lot of your spam or robocalls too. Okay, so you'll be able to see.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to avoid, the robocall.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it. Yes, sir. All right, so now I need to make sure to confirm this. I do see it already, but I have to confirm. Your business is at 3820 Fern Hill Avenue, 21215. Is that right?
Yeah, for Baltimore.
Okay. Baltimore, perfect.
You got Baltimore, Maryland?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. And so now for the next part here, again, I want to make sure we go in heavy detail with our team to introduce themselves to you. They're going to be a team that's going to be available for you Monday through Friday, right? Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
What's tomorrow? Friday? No, yeah, tomorrow, Friday.
Already Friday, yep.
Yeah, if they just call me. You know. Call me out on a spam number.
No. I'm going to give you a direct number, and this is a number they'll call from here on out as well, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, because I see the spam robot calls. I'm going to get something like that. I see the robot calls. Because y'all probably send robot calls, too.
You got to be dying of. All right, let me know when you're ready. I'll give you the phone number there.
Okay, what's the phone number?
All right, it's 877.
877.
Uh-huh. 635.
635.
6225. 6225. You got it.
Okay.
And save it as Local Splash.
Local Splash. Yeah, when you say Local Splash, I remember that company.
Yeah, we're a big deal. Well, yeah. We're not trying to present ourselves out there. The name of the game is making sure we present your business out there. That's how we know we're doing our job, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's important.
And I don't need no more websites because I got three websites. I don't know if you see it on there.
I saw two. I saw two, and I think that keeping one.
I got a whole about the website too, but it's something about with home advisors. That just gives me time. How you can give me a website and you? I don't know when they blocking it or what. How you can give me a website and you selling leads? That ain't the person. How you gonna give me a website and you selling the leads? So you ain't gonna give me a website and you want me to come to your leads, then give me a website.
No, so when it comes to a home advisor, they say they're going to give you a website. It's not a website. It's their website with your profile in it. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
Yeah, I had one with them, but I don't understand it because I had to cut my leads off and do the opportunity leads sometimes. I pause it sometimes because sometimes they send me garbage. He didn't want you to pay for it.
Mm-mm. No longer. You no longer can do that, man. Mm-mm.
But some of that stuff, I got some work from a couple times, but I got to play with their leads, I play chess with them.
Okay, gotcha. Well, with this, you're not paying for anything. It's a flat rate for you, okay? Everything's already included for you. I'm going to set up a time tomorrow, since you're free, around like noon to 1. Would that work for you, for our team to reach out to you on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email right now. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it, okay?
Okay.
Just a Google invite, just to confirm. We want to make sure that they hit yes to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay?
I'll give it a shot. If it don't work, I'm gone.
Nah, I can't wait to prove you wrong on this, man. All right?
I hope you prove me wrong.
Show you this. All right? Let us show you what we can do.
Money's everything. Okay, yes, I see it. Jones CDO. Okay. Okay. We in Los Angeles?
We're based in California.
Okay, he's too far from Brand Rat. They're in California.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the East Coast with you, actually. I just moved to Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I got everything here. Now, the next part I want to make sure is...
hey, yes. Reply.
Yeah, just hit yes on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
It took me to my sign at Google.
Yep. You can sign in if you want, but I have it on my end over here. You should be all set. All right.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Okay. So the next part we're going to go over, let's go over billing part. Now, from previously, I know it's a lot different than before. I want to make sure you're protected, okay? Now, protected is I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question, hang up the phone.
Okay.
We will never give your answer out. We'll only ask your security question. So, we have three choices for your security question. You can make up any answer. Just don't forget your own answer. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. You can put spots. S-P-O-T.
All right. And that's for first pet's name?
Yeah, S-P-O-T.
All right. Perfect. Now, just letting you know, this will never change. All right? And we'll
never
give that answer.
S-P-O-T. Make sure it's spelled right. S. Or you can put my favorite car.
Well, I already put it in, so we got spots.
Okay, I'll give a free call. All right.
That's how strict it is. All right.
Okay.
So, now, on this next part, this is to protect you, okay? It's going to be all recorded.
Okay.
I'm going to put the pricing in here. I'm even going to tell you how to, you know, part ways in the future. If that's the case, knock on wood, I'm going to earn your business for a long time, man. So I'm betting on this one that we're going to do very well with you. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning to verify it. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. And then I'm going to, you know, once we're done, then we'll move on to the next part here, which will be the last part. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jackson Fuel Company.
All right, Pam, please state your name and title within the business.
Israel Jackson.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for a second. So that's what I was talking about. That if they don't know your security question, you hang up the phone, all right? So I just want to make sure you're not calling or anything like that. All right.
Okay, because I would be doing it, though, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened. I've heard of it happening here and there, but at least that's why we said that. Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to fall for any of that stuff. Don't give any information if they don't know that security question, okay? I'm going to continue here. Here we go.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 30th in the non-refundable amount of only $4.49. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 30th of every month in the same amount.
Oh, quick question,
Ray. Yes, sir.
So,
go ahead.
I want to control. I want to control that because I might not like it. They might want to charge me every month if nothing happens. I don't want to get charged. Did you just do one payment?
That's what we're going to do right now. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just gave to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, there we go. Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that was in the recording there. So yeah, all you need to do is just call that number, the 877 number. There's always someone available. Just say billing or customer support, client support, right?
Okay.
And just say, hey, listen.
Okay.
And this is if the case may be where you're like, I need
Do you going to send me a copy of my receipt?
Oh, I'm going to stay on the phone with you to make sure you receive the receipt. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So that is my promise to you here. So that's actually what we're going to do right now. Okay. So,
okay.
On the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
Let's see. That's just couple years. Got a couple cards.
All
right. Let's see. I'm going to give you this car is 558. Are you the number?
Before you do, is it same billing address, the 3820?
Yeah, it's the same address.
Okay. And is it a Visa, American Express, Discover, or what we got?
Master.
Master, okay. All right. And I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, so but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
558-7600-0097-9212.
And the expiration date?
It's 825.
And then last but not least, the security code.
The 3 security code?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
349.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I process any payment here, I'm going to make sure that you're staying at this. Now, you know I wasn't lying. We got you at a very good discounted rate here, okay? So it's very important we keep it this way.
You make 400.
I wish, man, but actually we're throwing in out of that 449, we are taking 300 and putting towards your ads already. So instead of people just taking money from you, we're actually putting towards the thing. Yeah.
Okay. What did they do? What's your next payment?
One question for you as well. Yeah, so your next payment will be on the 30th of next month. So it lasts for a whole month, okay? My
the
question
is December?
Yes,
because
sir.
each month don't have the 30th. You got to remember that.
I get it. Yeah, yeah. So they'll accommodate you for each time. So I know like February might be a little bit different sometimes as well. I get it.
Right.
But they will always make sure that you're getting a full month. And then as far as the payment method on this system is saying, are you sure it's a MasterCard or was it a Visa?
MasterCard.
Okay.
Was that working?
It says it's inconsistent number. So that's what I was thinking. Maybe it could be different.
You say 5528?
Uh-huh.
7600.
Yep, I got that. Uh-huh.
0097.
Got that.
9212.
Yes, sir. Got that as well.
Expire date 825.
Yeah, let's see.
That's expired
date. Right. Yep.
And the security code 349.
That's what I got, yeah.
The first four numbers, 5528?
Yes, sir.
7600.
Got that, yes, sir.
0097-9212. That should work.
Yes, and payment method selected is inconsistent with card number. So if you, does it say, does it have like two circles on the front? Can we master?
Yeah, two circles in front of my credit card. That's wild.
Yeah, because sometimes I get confused with Master and Visa. That's why I was saying maybe it could have been a Visa.
No, it's a MasterCard. It's got a MasterCard logo. Wait, it says not working or funds what?
No, not funds. I didn't even charge it yet. It's just saying that in our system that the card number is not matching with payment method. So I just want to try this just in case.
It should match my address, 3820.
Yep, the address is right. Give me one second here. I got you, partner. Don't worry.
Now, you going to prove me wrong? This is going to work?
Oh, you best believe I am. Boom. Okay. Now this should work here. All right. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $4.49. Okay? Please stay on the phone with me.
Okay.
I want to keep to my promise where you see your invoice with your receipt. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Once it goes through, you're going to receive a text and an email. Let me know whichever comes first. There's a spot you have to click so you can see the breakdown. It just went through on my side, so let me know when it goes through on your side here.
They're going to send me an email or a text?
It's going to be both. So whichever comes first, let me know.
I got
the text message that you got.
I got the email and I got the text.
Okay, so whichever one you go to, there's a spot where it'll show click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Well, on my email?
Either or. Yeah, you could do the email or the text.
Yeah. Click here, accept subscriber.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And once you click that, in there's your breakdown.
It says delete try to accept head spot. It says spot.
It says what?
It's spot, delete.
Okay, so let's do your text. Yeah, let's go through the text messages one. Yeah.
I gotta go, but I'm on the phone, so let me try something.
You're okay.
So, hit that. Delete. It said expired over here.
It said expired as well?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so that's because you're an older client. Give me one second here.
Well, I see a profile subscribe that about they said approve out.
Okay, hold on one second though. Don't hit anything because I want to make sure you see everything. So hold on.
So how long does it take? You said 2 weeks?
Yeah, it'll take 7 to 14 days for your Google ads to start showing in these areas. And that's actually, while we're waiting on that part, I wanted to go over those specific areas.
In 100-mile range, right?
Exactly. Do you want me just to keep it out, 100 mile out, like specifically?
Yeah. That's if I'm paying for it.
Yes, sir. I was going to say that.
I don't want to go left. That's like, yeah, I won't go left. That'd be charged.
Right. And the last thing I wanted to go over as well is your keywords. I know I'm putting you on the spot because tomorrow they're going to ask you all this stuff again, but I remember you wanted to go with like dustless flooring. Is there specific keywords that I can add in here as well just to make sure
that's the flooring.
Okay.
Dustless floor or the word that's dustless.
Okay. Because
some people sometimes people be too lazy to type.
That's true.
They might just type in dustless. I think how people type sometimes. And sanity finish floors.
Sanity finish floors. Okay.
And floor insulation.
And do you do repairs as well?
Yeah, repair floors.
Okay. Hardwood, do you do vinyl?
I just laminate, yeah, vinyl.
And you say you do hardwood, obviously, too, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. I install hardwood floors.
Sir, okay. And then is there any other type of keywords I could put in here? Just for now, I mean, again, I just want to make sure they have something to work with, right? Oh, what about floor refinishing? I can use that keyword
floor refinishing
as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, floor refinishing.
Perfect. That's enough for right now. Again, they're going to give you some time tomorrow. Add in whatever you like from there as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
So that's all set for there. And then I have your hours of operations here from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Is that right?
Right. Correct.
All right. Perfect. Anytime you need to make adjustments, changes, anything of that nature, please reach out to our team.
Now, what's this talk about? I'm supposed to hate this when somebody talking Alexis. I'm supposed to hate that. Y'all don't do that, don't y'all?
You know, we used to, and we realized that directory is bringing spam or robocalls to our customers.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it does work for Siri. I can't say it too loud because I have an Apple phone, but
yeah, I'm curious.
That anything Apple products, it'll work, but like far as Alexa, that one's bringing a lot of spam stuff going on to our customers, surprisingly. So, you gotta be careful with that.
So, y'all do the other one?
Yeah, we did the other one though. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's a charge too, ain't it?
No, not a charge at all. Everything we talked about is all including your package, sir.
Okay. Can you do that one for my package?
Well, tomorrow they're going to go over those specific details for you. I want to make sure that they're on the same page. Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just make sure you get the right package, like I said, and making sure you're not spending too much money, you know, saving that money and then also making a return. That's going to actually work for you. So that's my job.
Okay.
I believe
so y'all more, Local Smash is more, it's not a website. It's not a website seller. It just these multi CDOs and stuff like that.
SEO, you got it.
Yes, SEO or something like that. Yeah.
SEO. Now, do we do websites and stuff? Sure, we do. We specialize in a lot of different areas, but you already have a great website. You already have.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
You know what I mean? So I didn't even bring that up to you because it'll be waste for you at that point, right? So
right.
now you know I was a liar, man. I'm very truthful, very straightforward, you know? So I don't beat around the bush. Yes, sir. All right, so I have...
This is still showing up in 14 days?
in 14 days, your Google Ads should be popping up already. But also tomorrow
I go around like my 100 range. I go a little far up in my truck and see what my phone picking up.
Oh.
I used to do that.
Okay.
I would drive somewhere and see what was just putting up in that area.
Okay.
So that's how I would pick up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you better have your phone on you. I mean, this will be a lot different than before.
Sometimes I'm out of D.C. So if I walk in the White House, chance of force should pop up.
Yes, so
if I walk in front of the White House.
Yep, you should. You should. It's in that 100-mile radius. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's 40. It's only 40 miles
from
me.
That's
all
I was going to say. With any type of anything within that 100-mile radius, you should be popping up. Okay.
Okay.
And for those keywords, make sure those keywords
are correct. Circle, it's in that circle, right? You know, things.
A circle,
all around,
circle. Yes. All around.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All around. Not one direction. That's what you're asking. Yeah. You know, it's every direction.
Yeah. Every direction.
I love where your head's at, man.
I
love it. I really do.
Because that's got to be on point. You got to know where you're spending your money at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. That means you care about your business. You care about where it's going and what it's doing. So I understand.
Yeah. I don't mind paying for something if it's working.
Right.
If it's not working, I don't want to be paying for nothing. It's just costing a whole bunch of money and I'm sitting at home and got no work.
Exactly. I don't. The thing is not about how much money you're spending, it's about your return on your investment. And I have a business of my own, and that's where I'm making decisions on myself right now. You know, I'm like, is it making an investment? If it's a good investment, that means I'm making return. If it's not, then
I hate to see home
to the next. You know? So
I hate to see all, I said, dang, what home rides are getting all this work for? I'll be saying you're getting work, but they try to sell me these leads. They getting all the work. And I'm like, guys, they're getting it. Why are you getting it? You know, that's how I'm looking. You know that they getting it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Parker.
I'm
like,
don't mind right. You
well,
got, okay.
Mr. Jackson, I'm going to say this, man.
You got a direct number?
The number that I gave you, the 877
number.
Because
I'm calling.
Okay, yeah, that's the number to call. Yep.
Okay.
And just ask for John. Everybody knows me here. They'll transfer you right over. Okay?
Okay, John. You say your name, John?
John. J-O-N. Yes, sir.
Okay, I got the other John. J-O-N. What, CDO? S-O-O? That's an angel last name.
That's my real last name. S-E-O. It's pronounced so.
Why is it pronounced the same way as the...
I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican, man. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't lying, man. That's my real last name.
Okay.
Funny stuff. But we all laugh about it because everyone's like, oh, you're made for this thing. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I have everything there for you. I have notes in this account for the team to talk to you tomorrow. Please, if for any reason that you need to reschedule, Mr. Jackson, let them know. Email them, text them, however
you can call me.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
The number pop up. There ain't going to be no slam.
No.
I'll
call from that number.
Man, but
Yeah,
I be getting a lot of them joints, man. That should be driving me crazy.
Well,
that's my jaw right there coming through. I was trying to see a plan.
You got me dying over here, Jack. All right. Well, tomorrow's the day to go over in further detail. It's a very important call for you, okay? They want to make sure they go over every detail. All right. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, it works.
Yes.
All right, you too.
You too. All right.
You too. All right.
Bye.